Okay, it's 6:30 PM. I'm gonna call this meeting to order. First up is our invocation. Ms. Deer, would you give us that?
Yes, sir. Dear God, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for all the blessings of this life, Lord. We ask for your guidance throughout this meeting and that all the decisions that are made are to your favor, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Next on the agenda is a roll call.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
David Nichols. Mitch Jack.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I have four present, one absent.
I have four present and one absent, and that is establishment of our quorum. Our next, any business we have transacted will be valid. Next is approval of minutes from 3:10 and 3:24, 2015.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion's been made to approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
Second.
Second. Seconded by Ms. Deer, sorry. All in favor? All right, we have votes, vote all in favor. Say aye.
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 That motion passes. And our next order of business is our church and ceremonial grant applications. We have one for this evening's Weogoki Indian Baptist Church. We have a representative here in Weogoki. All right, go ahead.
We are asking for money to buy
a motion.
Motion.
To address.
Oh, motion to address, I'm sorry.
Make a motion for big fans. I second.
Okay.
So, I don't have to explain anything?
Now you can.
Yeah. All in favor, I guess?
Okay.
No, discussion.
Okay, just discussion, okay. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
We are asking for the $5,000 grant to purchase a riding lawnmower to keep our church grounds and cemetery mowed. We have more than an acre and we keep it pretty well manicured and ours is giving out on us, so we need this. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? I think everything is in here from their last, received their last grant, and there is a letter from the controllers saying everything had been received. And on the back is the quote that was given. No questions? Need a motion to approve?
Already did.
Oh, okay. Roll call.
Roll call. Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion is approved, and everything is correct on the grant application. Yes, I believe so. All right. That's it on that one.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to move NCA 15-080 to the front.
A motion's been made to move NCA 15080 to the top of the list. Do I need to read that? A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation reaffirming support for the protection of the Muskogee sacred site of Hickory Ground near Wetumpka, Alabama, and authorizing a special appropriation for the cost of necessary measures related hereto.
In a second.
Oh, we had a motion to move to the top of the agenda.
Make a motion that it's moved to the top of the agenda.
Mitch had made that motion. We need a second.
Oh, I'll second.
All right. Roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor and zero against. We'll move that to the top of the agenda. And then we'll for NCA 15080. The law of the Muscogee Creek Nation reaffirming the support for the protection of Muscogee sacred site of Hickory Ground near Wetumpka, Alabama, and authorizing a special appropriation for the cost of necessary measures related hereto. Our sponsor is Mr. Frank Coachman. He is here tonight, so we need a motion.
I'll make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mr. Randolph. Need a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jack. Discussion?
Yeah. I'd like to turn this over to Miko Thompson right now, please.
All right. Miko Thompson.
Thank you, Chairman. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't have a whole lot of updates, but when we do, about every 2 months, you know, we compile all the updates from our constituents out in different areas like Washington, Alabama, which talking about attorneys, mm-hmm. what all they're doing. We compile that and we try to distribute amongst the council members. And as of now, what we're doing now is we have a lobbyist in D.C. and we're setting up a he's setting up a meeting for us with different congressmen to, you know, where we could present our issues. And in a litigation, it's still pending, I guess. I think we filed that back in, I want to say, October 2014. But people might be wondering why it's taking so long for something to happen, but to me, I feel like that they're building a case which is highly possible, and I keep my hopes on that. And I thank the council for their support. I know it's a tremendous amount of support. If we wouldn't for that, I don't know where we'd be today, but I just want to say thank you, people, for giving us hope.
Any questions? Yes.
Yeah, I've got another thing to present, and you know, this is an ongoing thing, and the Fourth Grand has created some commercials like what the Chickasaw will do here in Oklahoma, and if y'all don't mind, I've got a couple of those commercials I'd like to show you exactly what they're doing, and it's an ongoing thing to save sacred grounds, and we're not the only tribe that's doing that. There's a lot of tribes that over the past couple of years that have their sacred grounds, you know, destroyed by progress, I guess. People trying to build things and do things with it instead of trying to honor what's sacred out there, and so I think it's important that we support this, and if y'all don't mind, I'd like to play those commercials for you.
All right.
Yes. Now, then, if you notice, this one here is all about Alabama.
I am Porch Creek Indian. I am from Porch, Alabama.
A group of people who have survived hundreds of years together. We are the Porch Bandit Creek Indians.
We're still here.
And we've come a long way.
We had very little growing up.
We were so far behind.
But we have overcome.
To overcome the problem that brings people together.
What is community?
It means togetherness.
Integrity.
A culture.
It is love.
Survival.
Unity.
Family.
I'll let you borrow something.
That's what community is all about.
All that can do is make a good, strong world.
We love Alabama. This is home sweet home.
We are good neighbors.
We're a community that has a flourishing economic development to provide jobs to the people through the state of Alabama now. We appreciate what they've done for us, and now we hope that we can give back to them.
I am Porch.
I am Alabama.
See, I noticed the traditional. We've been doing it wrong all these years.
Like you out in the ball field being in Texas.
How do I put, there's another one here. So you see it this one. That's about this one. Okay, this is the one. And this is, they say they're from Florida. On this one, for sure. But they're Forge Creek.
I am Forge Creek Indian. Florida's my home. We go back all the way to the Muscogee Creek Nation.
A real close-knit group of people.
The original meaning of for the Creek people are the people of one fire.
We've come a very, very long way.
My mother would grow a garden. In that garden, she would feed six children.
We would go load hay for people. If we could make a quarter, we'd do it.
Just a way of life.
You don't know who you are until you know where you came from.
I was raised in Florida.
Over 750 tribal members
live in Florida.
We are a small part of a big state.
We're a very giving people. To me, community means family. It's a sense of identity.
Community.
Extension of your family.
It's a sense of security.
Coming together to get things done.
What's the saying? It takes a village. That's true.
Loving, caring,
supporting. And that's who we are. Forge is my family. Florida is my home.
And that's what they're running down in Florida. If you notice, the one says they're from the Creek Nation, but the Creek Nation wasn't until we came to Oklahoma. It was Creek Confederacy, tribal towns back then. And that's what they're running down about. And I just, you know, thought I'd show this to y'all and let y'all see what they're doing down that way. And this is what they're up against. I know one of the line items, they've asked for an increase in their PR. Then that's just to run ads to put in a rebuttal to some of the stuff that they're saying here. So, you know, I just hope that we would support this and let me get out of this. But there you go.
Anything else?
That should be, hope that's enough.
Any questions, comments? Yes.
I would like to ask our cultural division people if they have anything to say about it.
One of the things with the Porch Band right now in Florida is they are trying to push the governor of Florida to agree to a compact with them for gaming in the state. They do have some trust property down there right now. The governor, from what I've seen in the news, the governor's more interested in renewing his compact with the Seminoles of Florida. You know, they have several gaming facilities down there. Porch has come back and has sort of been trying to push the governor to say, well, if you don't sign a compact with us, we want to do this marijuana farm. Because in the state of Florida, you know, they allow that kind of industry. I don't think the Porch have actually really looked into the governor of Florida. He's got several things against drug use and things of that nature, so they're fishing on him in the wrong way. But these are some videos that Hickory Drive is bad about that were being played, and that's their position in Florida. They're trying to make a move into Florida for financial reasons. But it all impacts Hickory Ground in some way. So I just thought I'd add that in a little bit about kind of where this whole Florida push came from. You're welcome.
Any other questions? So this amount here is for the year, for another year, for the budget. All right, no other questions, so roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. And this will, she'll be forwarded to BF&J for funding. All right. On to our next item on the agenda is TR-15050, a tribal resolution of the Muskoka Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with Jake's Fireworks Incorporated on behalf of the Glenpool Creek Indian community. Our sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
We have a motion for a D-pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Glenpool Creek Indian community was received $2,500 in exchange for leasing the property. We did it last year also.
Oh, this was done last year, you
yeah.
say? Okay. Anybody have any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Well, next item, I'm going to relinquish the chair to Mr. Randolph.
TR-15051, tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the nation and the Umwagi County for the maintenance of roadways, bridges, and associated right-of-ways constructed or improved by the Muskogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Darrell Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Deere. Discussion.
Oh, there he is. Huh?
Look for a minute.
Not like usually over here. We'll have Mr. Mr. Lesage get some information on this.
This, to meet you of understanding, is just more or less part of the process when we add a new route to our inventory. We have to do a mutual understanding with the counties or the cities or whoever's going to, whatever area it's in. If it's in the city, it's with the city. If the county, it's with the county. So that's just part of the process of when we put some new projects into our inventory.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
TR-15-051 passes. TR-15-052, tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an oil and gas lease on 10 acres of private property located in Section 32, Township 13 North, Range 09 East of Muskogee County. Sponsor Joe Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Second.
Second.
Second by Ms. Deer. Discussion.
Yes, I believe it will have.
This is an oil and gas lease for, we own 10 mineral acres. We own 40 of the surface acres. We own 10 or a fourth of the mineral acres. And this, that's why it says on the oil and gas lease, it says 40 acres. Mm-hmm. But we own 10 of the mineral acres. So they're going to pay us $350 an acre, one-fifth royalty. That's 20%. And so.
Any questions? Thank you. Sticker?
Yes, in the title,
yes.
It would be more appropriate to say lease on 10 mineral acres?
I guess we could say that.
Okay, that way we'll know that it's 10 mineral.
Okay.
Because when you look at the lease, you,
yeah,
see,
you see 40.
You see 40.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just make it a request amendment, I guess, to add mineral acres.
We need to amend that to reflect the mineral acres. To,
yeah. 10 okay. mineral acres. Is
okay.
That, would that be all right?
I think that, yeah, that would be okay.
Okay. No, just add the okay, mineral on there.
All right. 10 mineral acres to the tribal property.
You need a motion, please.
Make a motion to change, to add mineral and 10 mineral acres
yes.
in the legislation.
Okay.
Take it.
Second by Mr. Proctor.
Roll call vote.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. The amendment passes. Back to the main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph? Oh, sorry. Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. TR 15052 passes. TR 15053, tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute requests to the city of Okmulgee for the use of city facilities for the 2015 festival. Sponsors, Mr. Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion.
Mr. Dillinger, you...
I know a little bit about it.
Okay, you familiar with this?
I believe these are agreements that we've entered into in the past with the city, and they're just to utilize the city's facilities during the festival, I believe just for the softball fields. They have waivers that subject us to state law, and that's why they've got to be approved by the council. Plus, they're an agreement with a city of Okmulgee under the Constitution that requires that it be approved by council as well. So that's why they're before the council at this time.
Thank you. Any questions?
Even for the parade, we have to pay?
I believe so. I think all of the, since every, each, in order to use the facilities and you, and I guess to get a permit from the city, again, we're entering into an agreement with the city, and by per the Constitution, any agreement with the city, state, or local government has to be approved by the council. So, and I'm assuming the cost...
$250?
Yeah, I'm assuming that cost is... I'm not sure if we're having to pay that or not. That'd probably be a question that Tourism and Recreation, I think, put this request together. And I apologize, I didn't work on this legislation, but I think if it's in there, we're having to pay... I think it's requiring a $250 deposit. I can't tell from reading that if that means it's just a deposit that maybe we can get that back. Mm-hmm. So it looks like all of the, let's see, that's for the, yeah, for the parade requires a $250. The other require deposits and fees as well. So it looks like in order for us to utilize all the facilities, we are having to put some monies down.
Thank you. Any more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
TR 15053 passes. TR 15054, tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the nation and the city of Payton for the maintenance of roadway bridges and associated rights of way constructed or improved by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor Darryl Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dare. Discussion.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Lesage has got this down.
This is the same as the other one. The other one's with the county. This MOU's with the city of Payton. When we do the projects, it's listed on the third page. It tells us how long the project is, 0.7, 0.6, 0.7, 0.3. And it's fixing the city streets that go through downtown also whenever we do a project over there.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
TR 15054 passes. TR 15055. Tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation, City of Bixby, Beggs Public Schools, and Wetumpka Public Schools for maintenance of walking trails. Sponsor, Darryl Proctor.
And motion for due pass.
We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Deere. Discussion.
You should have stayed up there.
We've been doing a lot of walking trails through our Federal Roads program. We've done one at the Tulsa Community Center. We completed one at Shakota. We just completed asphalt at Morris and just need to do some cleanup work plus some concrete work after it stops raining. And these are the cities that's requesting walking trails through us, so we have to get it passed through the council before we do that. I believe the one in Bixby is just an extension. They already have a walking trail there, but they're extending it farther. And the one at Beggs is a new one. And the one at Wetumpka is going to be down at the football field where they have a track. Back a year and a half or so ago, me and that speaker, Yehola, and them met with the city down there, the mayor and the superintendent, I believe. And we talked about the putting a walking trail down there for Wetumpka community. And my understanding is that Tony Fish has some information for me where the community said that they would allow that walking trail to be placed at the track. And if whenever we put that track in, we bring it up to track specs, we're going to put a rubberized track on there. And my understanding is that the smaller schools, when they have track meets, they'll be able to use this. And also the community had passed it okay for them to put the walking trail there, and they'll use it every day, so it'll always be open to the community and the public down there. And they have some a building down at the Southwest Regional Office just on the south side of the parking lot. They're going to donate that property to the tribe if we build their walking trail for them and let them hold meets there. So I don't know what kind of, we went and looked at the building, but it's been about a year and a half ago. So we'll either invest in bringing that up and putting some transit offices in there and other tribal offices with the Southwest Regional Office. If it's not, then we're looking to try to get into a grant and tear it down and build a new transit building down there. We just opened an office in Wetumpka to our transit system, trying to get services down in that area.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Darryl Proctor.
Yes.
Bruce Deere.
Yes.
Mitch Strutt.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. TR 15055 passes. I'd like to relinquish the chair back to Representative Proctor.
All right, our next item is NCA 15077, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the Department of Interior National Park Service through the fiscal year 2015 Historic Preservation Fund grants to Indian tribes, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiian organizations for the preservation of Muscogee Creek traditions through the Muscogee Language Revitalization Save Our Language Project. And our sponsor is Mitch Jack.
I'll make the motion. I want this to be reassigned to the HEW committee.
The motion is to reassign to the HEW committee.
Second.
And seconded by Mr. Randall. Any discussion on that? Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Bruce Deere.
Yes.
Chairman Hupper in favor, 0 against.
And 3 in favor and 0 against. That one has been reassigned to the HEW committee. And the next item, I'm going to relinquish the chair back to Mr. Randall.
NCA 15078, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds for the construction of a parking lot to be located at the Todd Cox Complex. Sponsor Darryl Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Deere. Discussion.
It starts with last year. They kind of, Mr. Lowe then come to the program to see if there we could do anything about some parking area at the, during the festival. And we went to that far northwest corner and we put about 3 or 4 inches of rock down on it, built it up, packed it in real good. And it made an additional probably 200 parking places for the festival itself. So this year we've we got it placed on a tip and in the inventory, got it placed on a tip. So we're going to go in and we're going to asphalt all that parking area over there, and it's the northwest corner there.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. NCA 1508 passes.
I have a TR-063.
He has a question. Okay.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're addressing, the 063?
15078.
Well, I have a TR-15063.
That's another business.
Okay.
We'll get to that one.
Thank you. NCA 15079, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Facilities Department. Sponsor is Darryl Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass. We have a second. Second by Ms. Deer. Discussion?
Yes, we've got Bill Dowdy here and Brad Fox. I think they're going to tell us what they got going on here, and we discuss on the personnel and what they got listed in the legislation.
Brad and I talked last week about the on this personnel side. We have HVAC, we have electricians, we have plumbers, we have carpenters and such to take care of the communities. And what we were thinking about was, I mean, since it's already in place here, that we could, if we got any call, that we, with these skilled people, we could fix it, take care of it without contractors or in-house fix. But we also talked about, Brad has a lot of equipment, which you see down here on equipment, it's about $300,000. We was thinking about doing a centralized, doing a centralized station office where it would take care of health, housing, communities, complex as a whole, instead of his department doing whatever, my department doing whatever. Health has to go outside, but that's not count. I mean, that's not including this. This is just something else we came talking about.
Yeah, it's just kind of a thing we come up with. Maybe an on-call center. You know, housing's made up a majority of plumbers and heat and air people. If we could add the electrician to the staff, then by what Bill's saying, then each one of these departments, whether it's a community or a tribal or housing, could call into that on-call. We'd run it 24/7. You know, things happen all the time. Me and Bill both were called out on Easter Sunday to fix a fire hydrant. I know all you guys I've dealt with, the things that come up. So we were thinking if we had an on-call center, a 24/7 deal that ran, then when calls come in, we'd probably have to set it up something like how IT works. It would just be a work order with a funding source, and then we could respond to that either with heat and air, plumbing, or electrical. Now, I don't know, with, you know, we're probably talking about communities here, so I don't know, maybe something we need to get more into to work out the exact numbers on it. I know with the equipment that Bill mentioned, you know, I kind of worked up a budget too, and if we deleted some of that stuff and kind of used some of my personnel, we probably could significantly cut that budget down. So, but.
And this is just for 6 months on this budget here. So in 6 months, and really don't have a good figure on what each community is going to cost to even update. I mean, we haven't really got out to do an assessment on them, and we're going to need to do that too, as well as, I mean, because we're, you know, I think in the long run we're talking millions, you know, like 20 million, if not more, to upgrade all these communities. With the call center, we could save money on calling a contractor. We could buy materials ourselves, have our own staff to fix it, whatever it is.
You know, a lot of times I found in housing, dealing with the work that we do over there, you know, you're buying material, you know, without the taxes involved. In 2013, we ran almost $350,000 worth of heat and air work. 2014, I hired a licensed heat and air guy, and our price went from $350,000 a year to $146,000. This year, I checked it right before I come in here. We're a third of the way through with what work we've done HVAC-wise, and we're at like at $15,000. So in the last 3 years, our heat and air costs went from $350,000 a year to this year, a third of the way through the year cost is $15,000. So it'll work going into these towns. The big thing that happens to you is when you go into these towns to work, you have to pull permits from these cities. And the first thing they're going to say is you can't pull a permit unless you have a license in your pocket. So that's why it's important that we hire these guys that are licensed personnel. You're going to have to pay them some money because, I mean, they're a skilled trade. So I think it's a way of saving money.
Mm-hmm. And I have a licensed HVAC, plumber, and electrician in this budget. I mean, we're just looking at maybe centralizing something where it won't cost the tribe so much to fix.
Right.
I mean, just a thought.
Yeah.
Any questions? Anybody have any questions?
I know we've kind of discussed kind of getting this. So you don't have any in your department now that would be qualified for any of
that. That's why
that's
I had to get them.
And
I
he
mean,
has.
We need to get them. Yeah. He has HVAC and plumber.
Right. Okay. Right now on staff, we have two licensed contract plumbers, and then we got two journeymen, and then we've got one HVAC contractor, and that's the trick. You got to have the contractor to get the permits and the license, and then we run it. And then we're running apprenticeships programs with our Forts Account guys, so they're riding on those contractors' license to get to the point where they can test to become their journeymen and hopefully move up. So we got four plumbers and one HVAC guy. You know, the thing that we're lacking is probably electrician, and I haven't seen one of those guys in the tribe. So I think that's a big plus if we could get that, you know.
Okay.
Mr. Jones?
I have a question. And Brandon, on some of them houses, Bill, I'm sorry, do you have to get a permit on every house, even though they're creek owned?
Yeah. Well, what happened to you is that you're tying into a water system that's owned by a city or a rural company, so when you do that, then they're going to require. But I'm not going to say every city or rural area will do that, but a lot of times you're either going to get crossed up with the city or you're going to get crossed up with DEQ. Somewhere right. In this, someone's going to, everybody's trying to make money,
right.
You know,
right.
And that's the deal.
Representative,
I'm up to $220,000 for vehicles.
Right.
How many vehicles is that?
Eight.
Eight.
That's 45 each, and then also we have to, so to speak, stock the HVAC, plumber, electrical truck, and that's probably an additional 6,000 or so each. You know, with the equipment they need if they jump out of the truck and go do something.
Other questions?
No, go ahead.
I have a question on your proposed salary plan. So you do have some of these employees already, right?
Yeah.
And you're increasing.
Right. I think, you know, I think Bill did a good job putting that together. I think with Force Account, the way they're set up, we probably could just add just one licensed electrician, contractor, one licensed journeyman, electrical, and then two HVAC journeymen. So we could probably get by with just four, which in turn will cut down on the trucks. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if we're really, we probably need to sit down and talk about this, because I just got on the tail end of this deal with Bill. And just one day we were talking and we started, you know, we both had to come in that Sunday and we started talking about, you know, if we had an on call, and that kind of led to that after this happened. So this kind of, this information is all coming out of me and him working together on some of this. So, I mean, the other thing is when you start dealing with the communities, things happen to them. Well, then insurance is going to come into play. So it's not all just repair for us, or it's not all just remodeling. I mean, that's, I'm talking about repair. So mm-hmm. what do you do with a situation? Bill was telling me in Shakota they had some problem with some water in a basement. Well, I'm not talking about that. So when we start looking at running a force account and each one of these departments have a budget, then I don't know how big a budget you would want to put into for communities, because you know, the kind of guys I'm talking are going to go out and respond to a water heater that's broke or a sewer line or a water leak, but we're not going to go out and look at, you know, a tree fell over on it or a fire or, you know, so insurance comes into play, repair comes into play, remodeling comes into play. So there's, you know, there's all kinds of things you need to look at to get an accurate feel for what those communities need, because I think there's 25. I don't know that for sure. How many of them are brand new? How many of them are need extensive work? How many need medium? You know, there's all kinds of numbers there you need to look at, so to get an accurate budget to work off of.
Thank you.
I think how much time do you think you would need, kind of looking at this more and redoing it, or?
Well, I personally like to spend some more time with Bill.
Okay.
And I'd like to spend some time with Tribal Construction and then come up with a number of what we think. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably an independent person we might could put out there to get us a report. I mean, these communities are nothing but large houses. I don't know if the number, I personally don't think it's that big. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is that Force Account, we take care of approximately 13 units. And we're running about 560 calls every 6 months. So, and I'm running on a budget of probably $1.5 million with my force account guys, and we're taking care of, you know, that many units. So you're adding, that's why me and Bill start talking about, well, you're adding another 25 to what we're doing now. So if you put the right personnel into those positions, I think you can handle that pretty easy, you know. So, but the deal is coming up with a budget so that if a community calls in, then we generate that work order with the line item to bill what personnel we sent to there. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think we could be ready by this time next month, if that's not
a month.
Yeah.
So we'd still have to figure out the cost. Whether the problem is with this being under facilities, we're going to need another building or two. You know, staff 20 more guys and trucks and material, and but if we already have one established, which they do,
eliminates that. That's not a problem for us. You know, we've already sat in there with the excavators. I mean, we need just a little bit of equipment, but not that much.
We wouldn't need $300,000, which we would if we didn't combine.
I just kind of broke something down. I come up with about $800,000 for housing to be involved with this and try to take care of that. And that put about $250,000 in there for materials for running service type calls on the communities of that. $800,000 would be that. And it'd be set up like a force account. You'd probably need like $352,000 in cash to get you your trucks and equipment set up. And then the other $500,000 would just be working off the different budgets in there, whether it's Bill's calling about Tribal because he's already got a budget established. If you could establish something with the communities, and that they, we'd hit that budget. So we just jump around. It's how Force Account works now. We're kind of doing that in housing. We got just kind of a mini call center, and our Force Account works off of if low rent calls in, or if Nahazda calls in, or privately owned. So we're kind of doing that now, and I think you're just going to make it a little bit bigger and try to absorb the tribe into it.
This kind of what we was talking about earlier with holding bills, kind of going through the communities with the agreement that we have with the nation, that this would fall right into that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that the new law provide what Bill's providing are the service, mm-hmm. the smaller service type projects, like Bill's talking, preparing a window, a door, those types of things. The major construction projects under that law still come back to the council for appropriation.
All right. Well, I think in light of what they're telling us, and I think they can probably adjust the budget, and they can get together. And I want to make a motion to postpone for 1 month.
Okay, we have a motion to postpone for 1 month.
Second
by Representative Jack. call vote.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Wes Dear?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you. NCA 15079, we close the vote for 1 month.
Thank you.
We'd like to chair back to Representative Proctor.
Okay, our next item is G and other business. Looks like we have three items that we have.
Make a motion that we add the three items to the agenda.
Do I have to read them? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, the motion is made to add three items that we have on another business. TR 15063, TR 15064, and TR 15065. A motion been made by Mr. Randolph and seconded by Mr. Jack to add to the agenda. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, go in order here to be added to agenda. TR 15063, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the nation and Muscogee County for the maintenance of roadway, bridges, and associated rights-of-way constructed or improved by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Do we have a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Ms. Dear. Have a second.
Second
by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Mr. Desarge.
Last time. I don't get charged saying it. This is a real highly traveled road over on the south. I guess it would be the south side of Muscogee, just a few miles down from the casino. Traffic counts about 1,600 per day, coming and going in a 24-hour time frame. So that's why we picked it. A lot of people's traveling that road, and we're just adding it to the inventory. And that way we're not going to do construction on any time near it within the next 2 or 3 years probably, but we're just adding that into our inventory.
Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0, and that motion passes. Our next item is TR 15064, tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an application for transfer membership certificate with Omogee County Rural Water District Number 4 for water service at a tribal property located in Omogee County, Oklahoma. Do I have a motion?
Motion due pass.
I have a motion for due pass by Ms. Deer.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Randolph. Discussion.
I defer to Mr. Allen.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Lock him up.
This is a agreement with the Rural Water District Number 4 to transfer the water service from the current owner of the property we just purchased for the Morse Indian community and Morse. It's just transfer the ownership from them to the nation. And so it's another agreement, again, with a local government entity, so it requires council approval. And there's also another provision in there, I believe, that it applies state law, and so there's a need for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity as well, so that has to be approved by council as well. But the landowner went ahead and kept the water on for us. He's paying for it now because we cannot get this submitted until it's approved by council. He's not worried about us having to pay him back or anything. He wanted to keep the water on just so if we needed to go out there and do any work on the property currently, we wouldn't have to try to get it turned on. There wouldn't be no water until we get this document submitted. So the water's on now, but for us to get it transferred into our name, this document's required.
Okay. Any questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. And the next item we have is TR-15065, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an out-of-state waste certification form between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality for the purpose of providing safe disposal of pharmaceutical prescription drugs.
I have a motion. Pass.
I have a motion due pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion?
Janelle Biggins, please. Yeah, this is
you. All right. Good deal. Well, this is just a service I've been working on for about a year now or so. And basically, it's just a safe way to dispose of prescription meds, pills specifically. Last year, we bought two big, you might have pictures on, you can barely see them, I guess, they're not in color. But those are about 4.5 feet tall, made out of steel, and I got two of them. And I already talked with LifeForce, but they have to be stored in a secured location, something like video, that type of deal. And so they said they could put them in their little lobby area, since that's under surveillance and everything. But what you do is you just bolt them to the ground. And what this is, just a agreement between us, ODEQ, and Covanta. Covanta is a trash to energy facility. And what it is just that once we get that full, we'll bolt them in the ground, and people, all citizens, tribal citizens, or actually anybody, but it's for tribal citizens, they can take their unused medication, whatever it may be, and just dump them in there, and whenever it gets full, it's under lock and key. Covanta will come down, unload it. They'll be under, the Black Horse will watch them unload it, and then they'll take it back to their waste energy plant and dispose of it, burn it up. And so it's a free service. Like I said, I already bought the containers, and so I've been talking with the rep with the Covanta for about a year now, and it's a service that I thought would be beneficial to the tribe.
Thank you. Have any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joyce Thayer.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, that was last of that one for another business. Now down to announcements. Any announcements? Frank, you always have a wild onion dinner somewhere. All right, well, at the end of our benediction and wedding service, our adjournment, Mr. Randolph, would you?
Lord, we're ever so thankful for another day, Lord, for the precious gift of life that you've given us. Pray that you just cover us in your blood, Lord, and that you touch us in mind, body, soul, and spirit. We ask for traveling mercies, Lord, and we thank you for the beautiful rain. We say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, face down.